Good morning. I'm John Clark, news director here at News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. This morning on AM Columbus, I am talking with Sam LaBelle and Greg Golden with Never Built. Your project is to go around and find architectural things that never happened, which seems odd, but it sounds really interesting. What brings you to Columbus?
We're on a treasure hunt.
That's correct. We are here trying to put together an exhibition that will be featured in Exhibit Columbus, the biennial. And the show hopefully will be in 2019 in the fall to go along with that. And we're looking through. We were at the Columbus Architectural Archives today.
And yesterday. We spent
yesterday.
How many hours there already? 10 or 12 hours so far.
Yeah. And we met with lots of folks from town who know about things that were never built. And that's what we're working on. We're working on a show about things that actually never happened.
I have been here for a while covering news, and the most recent one I can think of was the there was a project to build a new county annex building, a government building out on State Street. They were going to replace the old school out there. They hired architects and had some preliminary plans, and then it died for lack of funding. Is that a normal progression that you guys are finding?
You just named probably the most common progression that you'll discover. An idea is floated, and money dries up before they can get the building put up. What's a good example, though, from the things we've looked through so far?
Of money getting floated? And
yeah.
Oh, I mean, we were looking at the ball fields that were planned. We were looking at a kind of a water skiing channel that was planned. Those were sort of political or money reasons. You look at things like Robert Venturi's gateway to the city or front door to the city.
Front door to the city.
That was more, I think people found it a little distasteful.
No, really? That was before my time.
They did not like this, particularly the style of the sign that was going to bridge the highway leading into the city. I think people felt it was kind of cartoonish, which I think it is.
Yeah.
Now you guys have been doing this project. You've done it in Los Angeles and New York, and you're going back to New York Central Park. What's it like in a small town like Columbus?
I have to say it's surprisingly rich, and I think that's because of the tradition and commitment to great architecture here in Columbus. It's just a font of more and more interesting architectural ideas. I think if we were to go 50 miles in any other direction, we probably wouldn't have nearly the depth of material. So Columbus is an exception.
It's great, yeah. And I wasn't so surprised, because knowing the history here, usually for never built, where we have a lot of built projects, you also have a lot of never built projects. And the caliber of architects that have worked here, you get the feeling that they've had a lot of projects that they've proposed that didn't happen for various reasons.
Now, I understand that the public can help you out a little bit. If they have any suggestions, you'd like to get some suggestions of some of our phantom properties that never happened. How do they get a hold of you, and what are you looking for from people?
I think they should contact Richard.
Richard McCoy with Landmark Columbus?
Landmark Columbus is the
easiest way.
Yeah, they're graciously
hosting
us. And a number of organizations here are helping make our visit possible. But that's a good way to do it, definitely. Fortunately, we're meeting people all around town, so we're just handing out our information that way too. That's one of the other advantages of working in a town as small as Columbus versus working in New York or LA. Pretty soon, you sort of get to know everybody and all the players, and it's a much more personal experience, which I've really enjoyed. And you get to know the terrain really well. It's much more focused, which is fun.
The project to bring you all out here, I mean, how is that being funded?
Well, Exhibit Columbus is the group that, and Richard McCoy, the group that initially reached out to us, and we realized that we had a lot in common, and this would be a great idea. And our trip here and a lot of our work is being sponsored by the Indiana Architectural Foundation. They've been incredibly generous.
So compared to larger cities, any thoughts on the architecture we have been able to build here and how we compare to some of the other communities you've been able to take a look at?
A very high percentage of things that are proposed here seem to have been built. When we looked at New York or Los Angeles, the batting average is really low.
Also, the caliber of architecture here is high. Certainly, in the mid-century, that's I think you have to say that's when it was very highest. when you had, I think everybody in architecture knows this story of Columbus architecture. People outside of architecture, very few have heard of Columbus, so it's this weird divide. But just, you know, just the, it's like a list of all the best modernists and everybody's worked here. It's just astounding, really.
And you don't see that if you're in Los Angeles or New York. Even the best architects in those cities don't have the opportunities that they had here in Columbus.
And it continues too, I should say. You get really good architects still coming. And I think, as Greg said, that's because sort of a bar was established and a tradition was established here. Not to say that everything that's proposed here or built here is great, is excellent, but a good percentage is. And you never get a 100% rating in any city.
So how much longer is your trip this week? And then are you coming back again a few times before the symposium?
We'll be back. I don't know when we're going to be back next. We're going to be researching this week. Then we have to sort of scatter to archives that have holdings for the architects who were building here, because most of their work is going to be held elsewhere. So that's what makes it really hard. Once we identify a project we're interested in, we then have to do the research. If their papers are at Yale, or they might be at the Chicago Art Institute of Chicago, we have to go.
Michigan. Where else we have to go? A lot of places.
Some in Texas. It's amazing. With architects, their work never stays in the place where they build.
But we are impressed that the archives here in Columbus have quite a bit of stuff, and Tricia, who's been working with us, is an incredible asset there. So we'll be doing a lot of research offsite for that, and then we'll be back at the latest for the symposium, and then back after that, I think a lot more between then and 2019, when we hope to do the exhibition.
Any thoughts yet on how the exhibition might appear? I mean, how you're going to put this together?
Well, we're definitely, it's very early. In the past, we've liked to do exhibitions that are very, for lack of a better word, architectural. So it's not like going to an art show. It's not just a normal gallery with paintings or drawings on the wall. We do have, you know, drawings and blueprints and models and everything, but it's a very architectural experience. It's very much about like walking through a city. And it's a spatial experience, and you can have things that are above your head or below you, or you can have different landforms that you're walking around. In LA, we built a map of the city, and different projects were placed on the map. So it's very much like walking through architecture.
Well, and it sounds like as you're scouring other archives, you know, I've seen some of the models and stuff that the Columbus, Indiana Architectural Archives have put out before for various exhibits. It sounds like you might be able to bring back some of these ideas that people have not seen since they were first proposed, or maybe never seen.
That's our hope. We want it to be as big a surprise to the people who live here as it would be to anybody else who has no prior experience or knowledge of Columbus architecture.
Gentlemen, thanks for stopping by this morning. Look forward to seeing what you come up with.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I'm John Clark, News Director here at News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. We'll be back in just a minute with more AM Columbus.